The Outer Limits, 1963, Season 1, Episode 17. Don't open till doomsday. Girl, no, Daddy, no, run. Daddy, run, run, man. There's nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. Change the focus, the soft blur sharpen it to crystal clarity. The next hour, sit quietly. We'll control all you see and hear. About to participate in a great adventure. About to experience the awe and mystery with reaches from the inner mind to the outer minute limits. 1920 jazz, chatter, laughter. Man, greatest evil lies in its awful accuracy. Without the deadly talent for being in the right place, right time, evil must suffer defeat. For unlike its opposite, good, evil is allowed. No human failings, no miscalculations. Evil must be perfect or depend upon the imperfections of others for the newlyweds. Don't tell anyone I'm up here. My bride and I are going to escape. Vibrating echo intensifies. Buzzing, growling vibration. Screams, wind, howls, quaking. Clears throat. Anything wrong, sir? With that, Mr. Hayden? A marriage license, I guess not. Just can't believe you're as old as it says here. Well, I get myself set. I'm just going to steal a 20-minute and make a call. I should have made hours and hours ago. Ringing tone. Phone rings. Vibrating echo. Footsteps. Phone. Continues ringing. Rattling. Phone picked up. Whispers. Miss Kay? Woman. What do you want? It's me. Listen. Very young, frightened, but he's big, strong, she's moneyed folk. Come on, mother. Folks here need a reliable witness. I'll get two. You two stood in the right places. You took so long, I ran out of time. I'll call you back, doctor. 1920 jazz. Well, where to now? Honeymoon or home? There are no decent hotels here in Winterfield. And those disreputable hotels on the highway. Tuts, you have a room? Maybe we could, why don't we go to old Miss Cray's place? She's all alone. Mother, you told me yesterday she's finally decided to rent the big empty bridal suite on the top floor. Chuckles, heaven sent itself. Couldn't find you there. Afraid no. What? Being married. I thought you meant of coming here. I feel crummy, Vera. Why? Coming to a place like this? Like we're doing something illegal. We are, Gunnard. Well, we're married. It's illegal to get married. We reach the age of consent. Do you wish we listened to your father now? You're getting that. Let's go home, Philly. No. I know you expect me to. But I'm not. Oh, look, Gunnard. Garrett, we love each other. We have very beautiful feelings we can have. We have everything, but beggars cannot be choosers. Don't go turning that funny little nose of yours up at this hideaway out. Just as long as my father can't find us. He will, even here, no. He said even heaven itself couldn't find us here. Woman, come right in. Ain't nobody here but us chickens, giggles. Door closes. I'm Miss Kay. Gray. What's this step? Ever use this floor? So my light bulb expire. Careful now, stairs are most treacherous things. Is there any reason I decided to rent my bridal suite? Afraid living alone on an all, I might fall down these stairs and slowly die like a small, long stem rose. The stem snapped. So when Miss Justice of the Peace started plaguing me about renting rooms, couples of river asked me to recommend a nice hotel, not a decent hotel in Winterfield. He's up, thinking of commission, of course. 10%, she said. 10% whatever charge on my bridal suite. My unused bridal suite. No, he's been up there since 1929. Well, a quarter of a century to some people. Please throw how much? $35 a day. Gills, just $35. Till any time you're ready to leave. And payable when you leave? Oh, please, don't let me petrified memories frighten you. For those here to keep respite, it was though was there to keep trespassers out of my graveyard. I want these rooms to remain violated. You see, I only recently stopped expecting my young groom to return, says the Mott. At a light switch at the top of the stairs, the door is stuck. Time takes that, does that to a door. Use your broad, groomy shoulders, Mr. Smith. You do love me, Mr. Smith. You must do whatever you can for her. You must do whatever you must. Door closes. We can be in another state by tomorrow. No, my father finds us. Will I have to spend my life keeping trespassers out of my graveyard? Growling, vibration. Doorknob rattles. 1920 jazz. Remember the Thanksgiving day when Scotty had his name deliberately. Was his name deliberately broke your nose in two places? I stole you from Scotty. What's his name? It's Smith, isn't it? I'm Smith. What can I do for you, Mr. Smith? Kiss my nose in two places deliberately? Deliberately. Also intentionally. Also with purposeless premeditation. Looks like a movie theatre somebody forgot to tear down. Makes me kind of sad. But she didn't even open her wedding gifts. Well, would you? Open the gifts, yours. It's something happened to me tonight. No, why I'm smiling? Are you? Yeah. No, why no? I'm suddenly feeling strong, important, dependable, mature, and virile. Why? Because suddenly I'm married. Do you feel all those things except virile? Your father said you couldn't get married until we felt all those things. I guess he forgot that most people don't feel them till they are married. Go ahead. I only feel going down to the car. Well, why? To get the suitcase and put the car somewhere. I'll be seen. I'll be right back. We hurry? Just. Vibrating echo. Door knob rattles. Grandad screams. Where is he? Where did he go? Your husband to the car. He wanted to see about the suitcase. Is he coming back? Yes, of course he is. A moment ago I heard a car in the driveway below my window. Could he have gone away? Oh, no. He didn't want the car to be in the driveway. Well, he must have taken it. Where? No one could see it. I don't care what you've done or what you're going to do. I see love coiled all about you and him. And where there is love, there is no evil. Oh, fresh in the womb, isn't it? Harvey Craig Sr. spent thousands on it. Wedding present for Henry. Harvey K. Jr., flaming youth bride. He wanted under his own roof, where he could keep his cold scientific eye on us. I didn't like the idea, but Harvey did. Harvey did. Oh, he said we could be happy here. Even Daddy Cry could make us unhappy here. Daddy Cry liked to make people unhappy. He tried to drum me out of his woman's life, like he drummed his poor old fool, his four-out fool. Like he drummed this poor old fool out of his mind. But Harvey fought for me and he won. When, we won all for a moment. We won 1970s jazz. We had a ballroom that night. Our wedding world. Our marriage. Only 4 hours old. We promised Daddy Cray we wouldn't go away. We were home and here. My Harvey and I conspired. Like naughty children. The car was ready in the driveway to take us to the cabin on some distant mountain. A stolen honeymoon. We still up here, changed his clothes. I was to lock myself in the powder room. My street clothes were there. No one could miss us. I saw Harvey signal. I saw him still up the stairs, echoing, and then I never saw him again. Buzzing, echoing. No one ever saw him again. Chuckles. Daddy cried, died from it. But I refused to. I'm going some day to that distant mountain. I'm going with Harvey. But when he comes back, you'll find that nothing has changed. Not the body this week, not the car and the driving, not I. We are all just as we left us. Sighs, buzzing, vibrating echo. Man, no, stay away. Heaven help you. No, don't go away. Jazz record. Oh, you've been gone a long, oh, lonesome time. Oh. Said you've been gone a long, lonesome time. Door opens. Mr. Smith, music off. Mr. Smith, You come right in here with this very minute, old minute. I told Vera, hey, my wife, I'm going to be back fast. Well, what do you think? What do you think I want to talk to you about? Jason went howling. You said you wanted to talk about the VVA. Changed my mind. I decided I'd rather talk to VVA than about her. Will you ask her to come down, dear? Well, she's probably tired. Her name was Bellafour, wasn't it, Mr. Smith? My daddy knows she's out. Edmund Bellafour. I read about the sizzle in his sunspots. He knew his little girl had run away. What do you want, Mr. Cray? I want VVA to come down. He has a few small minutes, that's all. Why, a smart to smile at me. A few small smiles. Remind me how bride smiled. Mr. Smith, you persuade her to come and smile at me. Intense buzzing. Door rattles. VVA moans. VVA knocking on the door. VVA banging the door. Jazz hums. Don't let your baby wait no more. Doomsday's knocking at my door. Nothing like being on the wrong side of the stuck door on your wedding night. Wind howls outside. VVA, help me, please. Please, somebody help me. Please, somebody help me. VVA, Granite, please help me. Granite, you don't see her, do you? Did you? Go? Has she gone? She didn't say anything, goodbye or anything. All along, I just kept expecting her to go. No, don't go, wait. She's coming back, she'll come back, don't go. Please don't go, door closes, muffled. Please help me, please, screams. Phone rings, man, Miss Cray. What do you want? It's me, Miss Cray Gannard. Where are you? I wondered if I could trouble you. Send my things and my suitcase. No, come back, she's here. Is she? She came back, she's waiting for you. Don't you believe me? Call on the phone, will you? I'm just driving around all night. I'm going home now. I figure that's where she's gone. Kids are supposed to go home and grow up. Aren't they? Please come back. She'll come back. We see the clicks. You won't bend, will you, Harvey? Not even pick up one piece of my broken, shattered heart. You bloody slow, you murderous mountain of goods. I sent someone to free you. You got away. Sobs. Now we're back where we started, oh Harvey, sweet husband. More than a quarter century I've waited. Each day I wait a little longer. Die a little faster. Oh, please help Harvey. Do what he wants you to do. Help him. Do you care if he destroys the world? Let him annihilate a million worlds. What are worlds? People live in hell. Oh. He's gone away, Harvey. Our main chance is gone. He fought. She ran home to her papa. He fought all those sharp young heartbreak things. Oh, it's going to be a long, lonesome old time before I get us another man. Birds twitter, bell opens door, bell twinkles. Door closes, Miss Bennifer. We keep hearing us how they get married younger and younger. I never yet recited sweet laws to anyone. Early age of consent. Couldn't be held against you if you did. Your daughter and her companion resent false documents. You can't prosecute a man being tricked and lied to. You can answer that better than I could, Mr. Bennifer. I mean, you being the district attorney. Oh, that was a long time ago. I moved into private enterprise. Much more lucrative. District attorney. I'm hardly ever carried any real cash on my person. Excuse me, Mr. Bennifer. The other blanket just came loose. He's making big flat lawyer talk, Mother. You better tell him the truth. You're no good at all when it comes to rearranging blankets. Weeks doorbell. Oh, wait, don't go. Wait, who's there? Front door closes. VVA? Are you there? Is that you, Mr. Beaufort? Yes, it is. I was told, VVA. The father came to see you. Please come up, Mr. Bigfall. Footsteps on stairs. Careful now. Stairs are the most treacherous things. Go on, Mr. Bigfall. She's up there. She's alone up there, weeping over a little mistake. But she'll weep with joy when she sees her daddy's come to take her home. Oh, sighs is sadly him. No, Daddy, no. Run, Daddy, run. Ah, fate. Daddy, 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 wait a minute. Her father, yeah. Yeah, no, no one answers the door. She said Vivier had come back, and I couldn't believe her. But I can't leave without making sure. Give this back to him. I don't want to see him. He's not a nice person. Face up to him, son. Don't let him hurt you or your sweetheart. Where are we? What happened? Where are we? Vibrating, you are no place. You do not want to stay here? No. How can I get out? How can we get out? I will transport you. As you came, you will go, if you help me. What do you want me to do? We came into your universe, each his own ship. Each ship contained the non-elements, a void in which we came. The first target was this planet Earth. We were joined here to blend our frequencies. But I have no experience with time and space. I lost my way and became separated from the others. Take me to them. This is what you must do. They are useless without me. I am the fundamental component. Mine is the lowest frequency in the complex vibration. Annihilating vibration. Their plan was to blow up the Earth and universe. You won't do it. You wouldn't do it. But you will, won't you? Why didn't you ask her? He did. He asked my wife too. Years ago, I told her if she did what he asked, I would stop loving her. But she promised if he freed me, she didn't tell me what she was doing. She would send him someone else. Stubborn than I. As she seated, take your daughter with you, vibrating echo, get out. Well, out. Oh, Vivi, come with me. I'm not going to do it. Now, when I only wanted to save us. It's crying, you'll do it. Get her out of here. You will. You stupid monster, you blundering fool. You stupid bloodless yells, fuck daddy. If I cannot annihilate your world, I must uncreate myself. And you, rumbling man, without the daddy tent of being in the right place, right time, evil must suffer defeat. And with each defeat, doomsdays were sown for at least one more day. We now control the decision set to you. Till next week at the same time, when a control voice will take you to the outer limits.